It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. AC/DC has officially announced it will be taking a hiatus. In a statement on the band's Facebook page, the band confirmed rumors that 61-year-old founding guitarist Malcolm Young was, quote, unable to perform anymore, unquote. The statement said, in full, quote, after 40 years of life dedicated to AC/DC, guitarist and founding member Malcolm Young is taking a break from the band due to ill health. Malcolm would like to thank the group's diehard legions of fans worldwide for their never-ending love and support. In light of this news, AC/DC asks that Malcolm and his family's privacy be respected during this time. The band will continue to make music, unquote. Earlier Wednesday, frontman Brian Johnson said a then-unidentified member of the band was in fact ill, but AC/DC was still planning to convene again in May in Vancouver for music-making sessions and possibly a 40th anniversary tour. How all of this impacts that or the tour is still unknown. The new Black Label Society album, Catacombs of the Black Vatican, sold around 26,000 copies in the United States in its first week of release, debuting at position number 5 on the Billboard 200 chart. No other rock albums were able to crack the top 10 this week, staying at number 1 for the 10th consecutive week as the soundtrack to Disney's Frozen, selling another 133,000 copies, pushing it well over 2 million sold overall. Dave Grohl and his wife Jordan are expecting their third child at last Thursday's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. The Foo Fighter frontman and former Nirvana drummer posed for photos with his hand on his wife's belly. The baby is due later this year. The couple already has two daughters. No word on the sex of child number 3. And multiple sources are reporting that Jon Bon Jovi has entered the bidding race to be one of the new owners of the Buffalo Bills. Bon Jovi was first rumored to be interested in buying the club back in November, and since the death of owner Ralph Wilson, has joined a group of investors working to purchase the club and bring an American football team to Toronto on a full-time basis. Although the frontman's publicist declined to discuss specifics, he is quoted as saying, quote, John remains passionate in pursuit of an NFL franchise, unquote. And that is The Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.